Our Lady's words, taken verbatim from the Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 8. Our Lady encourages us to do good.
My dearest daughter, how far removed is worldly wisdom from the admirable operations of the divine power in these sacraments of the Incarnation of the divine word in my womb. Flesh and blood cannot reach them, and not the angels and seraphim, though they be of the highest, nor can they know mysteries so deeply hidden and so far above the ordinary course of grace. Praise thou, my beloved, the Lord for them with incessant love and thankfulness. Be thou not any longer slow in understanding the greatness of his divine love and his readiness to benefit his friends and dear ones, whom he desires to elevate from the dust and enrich in diverse manners. As soon as thou hast penetrated into this truth, it will oblige thee to thank him and incite thee to undertake the great things that become a most faithful daughter and spouse. And in order that thou mayest dispose thyself and be inspired so much the more, I remind thee that the Lord often says these same words to the chosen ones, Revertere, revertere, ut intimer te. For he derives just as great pleasure from their deeds as when a father rejoices in his beloved and well-behaved son, whom he looks upon many times with great affection, or an artist when he beholds with pride the perfect work in his hands, or as a king who inspects the rich city which he has added to his dominions, or as one who is pleased with his much-beloved friend. There is only this difference. The Most High finds incomparably more delight than all these in the souls, which he has chosen for his blessings, and in proportion as they dispose themselves and advance in virtue, the Lord also multiplies his favors and benefits. If the mortals that attain to the light of faith would enter into this truth, they would, merely on account of his complacence of the Almighty in their good deeds, not only preserve themselves from sin, but they would zealously engage in great works until death, and eagerly show their loving servitude toward him, who is so liberal in rewarding, and so generous in his favors. When on this eighth day, which thou hast described, the Lord in heaven spoke to me these words, Revertere, revertere, asking me to turn toward him and allow the celestial spirits to look upon me, I was made aware that the pleasure which his divine majesty derived in beholding me by itself exceeded all the delight and complacency which he ever derived from all the most saintly souls in the height of their sanctity. In his gracious condescension, he was more pleased in me than in all the apostles, martyrs, confessors, virgins, and all the rest of the saints. And this pleasure and complacency of the Most High overflowed and enriched my spirit with such an influx of grace and participation of the divinity that thou canst neither understand nor explain it as long as thou art in the mortal flesh. But I tell thee of this hidden mystery in order that thou mayest bless its author, and that, while yet thy exile from the fatherland continues, thou dispose and exert thyself in my place and name to extend and reach out thy hands to great things. Give to the Lord the satisfaction expected of thee, and strive after it, thus earning his blessings and soliciting them for thyself and thy neighbor with perfect charity.